Hey guys, this is Darren Duff, and it is actually New Year's Eve 2005, and shortly later, perhaps we can have some of the events of the party that we are, the New Year's Eve party that we are going to podcast it, possibly. But in this review, I want to review the Bop It Blast, which is the newest Bop It toy in the family of Bop It toys, and first we're gonna help Kim find her coffee though. Here
she's
set it up on the bar.
It's way over there behind that basket. I feel it. She can't find it.
Okay, I'm gonna go over here to the sink side and grab it for you, sweetheart. Do you have it all fixed?
Yep.
Okay, you just set it in the wrong place when you went to to set it down. All right, I'll find it for you. This is one of my many sweet husband acts that I do during the day, and you get to witness this one. I am removing the coffee from the bar and bring it to the table for Kim.
I'm sitting
in the chair though. That's fine. The Bop It Blast is, you're sitting in the pink chair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me not talk about the Bop It Blast until I get the coffee to Kim so I can concentrate. Walking with a cup of coffee, I probably look like I'm walking on eggshells. I don't know how the rest of you guys do with... There's no handle, but hang on. There it is. Got it?
Let me get turned around.
Got it?
Is it level?
I don't know. Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how the rest of you do. Maybe this is something we can talk about on the list. I don't know how the rest of you walk when you're carrying a hot cup of coffee. But I sort of walk like I'm walking on eggshells, and I probably look quite ridiculous, too. Not that it matters. Just, I've often thought about that when I'm walking with coffee. Okay, on to the Bop It Blast. The Bop It Blast, as I said, is the newest in the family of Bop It toys. I will start off by describing the general shape of the toy. This is different from the Bop It original, which I have. I don't have the Extreme 1 or the Extreme 2, but I do have the original and I do have this. I have the oldest and the newest Bop It. In the Bop It Blast, they have went back to Bop It, Pull It, and Twist It only, as opposed to the Extreme 2, where they have Bop It, Twist It, Pull It, Spin It, and Flick It. But this is your three basic Bop It functions, if you will. Bop It, Pull It, and Twist It. But the design is totally new. This is actually a boomerang-shaped Bop It toy, with Bop It being in the center, and then two handles off to coming out in a, if you're holding it with the Bop It facing down, the two ends of it are coming up like a V, and on one side is Pull It, and on one side is Twist It. But the handles, I'm holding it now so the Bop It is facing up, and I'm holding the handles one in each hand, are actually ergonomical, if that is a word. I'm sure Kim would have corrected me if it was not a word. She's really good at that, which I'm thankful for, because then I don't sound stupid. The handles, which are designed ergonomically, actually move now. I can open them, and I can close them. They have four different adjustable settings, and you simply pull them out, and they click. So you can adjust them, I guess, for smaller hands or for larger hands. The Bop It is round, as it always was. There's a speaker on one side, and I like to hold it with the speaker facing toward me, which puts the Pull It in my left hand and Twist It in my right hand, which is what I've always done when I play Bop It. I'm right-handed, so I don't know if that has any effect or not. But the Twist It is the same shape as it ever was. It was sort of cone-shaped with a small grip. Bop It is the same shape it ever was. But Pull It is kind of interesting. It's just more ergonomic. It's like an egg shape that's on the end of this handle, and it's shaped in such a way that the egg part is kind of, if you're holding it, it's kind of faced in towards your right hand, depending on how you're holding it. It's kind of hard to describe. One thing that I like about this Bop It, as opposed to the original, is instead of doing the sound effects for your score, for example, in the original Bop It, when you got let's say, a score of 32, you would hear three twisted sounds indicating one for each 10, and then two boppet sounds indicating two single digits. So you'd hear twist, 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 bop, bop. In this one, if you got a score of 32, you would hear the number spoken verbally, 32, which is much, much better. I like it better. On the nice, Kim. Very nice. I'll have to edit that out. Very nice. On the left-hand side of the boppet. Stop it. You're ruining my review. I'm not going to edit that out. I'm going to leave it in there. On the left-hand side of the boppet, which in my case is the bullet side, there are two buttons on the end of the handle that's closest to the boppet. They're very small buttons. And the one closest to the boppet switches between... Well, let's just see what happens when I push it. There's the pass it mode. There is a one-on-one mode. We can play head-to-head. And there is a
solo
mode, which we are going to demonstrate. The other button, when I press that, switches to beat bop, which is just the music with the sound effects, which tells you to bop it, pull it, or twist it. I'm going to press that button again.
Vox bop.
Vox bop, which is the verbal commands. Bop it, pull it, twist it. And then there is a new thing that they have added to this bop it in particular, which is not very beneficial to blind users because it is called...
Light bop.
Light bop. Now, if you were to play the light bop option, it would act like... To a blind person, it would be just like Vox Bop because they announce the verbal commands. But I'm guessing that I haven't had anyone confirm this to me visually, but I'm guessing that each item on the bop, it lights up when the verbalization for that particular item has been spoken. So we're going to demonstrate the beat bop and the
vox bop.
I personally am better at the
beat bop.
So we will demonstrate that. We'll actually demonstrate that last. I'll show you vox bop first. Now, if you twist it when in one of these particular modes, whether it be light bop, beat bop, or vox bop, you will hear this. I'm going to twist it now. So that is my high score in Vox Bop. I have not pushed this bop it completely to its limits. I'm not sure how high it goes. I know the original went up to 200. I'm hoping this one goes up to at least 4 or maybe even 600. I consider myself somewhat of a bop it champ. And hopefully I will not embarrass myself in a few minutes when I demonstrate that to you. I'm going to go to Light Bop.
Light Bop.
And we'll see what my high score is for that.
Eight.
That's pitiful. Okay, well, as I mentioned, it's just like Vox Bop, but I guess I was just slightly distracted when I played that. Let's see what my score is for
Beat Bop.
Beat Bop. I'm going to twist it.
High score, 111.
Well, that's pretty good. Vox Bop's still the highest. And let me mention that if you make a super-duper high score like this, and then you replay that mode again, unless you go higher than your original high score, it will still announce your highest score. So all your other scores that are lower than your highest score do not get announced. So the only way that score would be changed is if you beat it. So that's a pretty cool feature of this. Now we are on
Vox Bop.
Well, we're on Beat Bop, but I just hit it again, which went to Vox Bop, which is what I want. Now, if we pull it right now, we will get a different voice. We will get a female voice.
Bop it!
So that's a little girl's voice says, bop it, which I find kind of annoying. And if I pull it again,
bop it!
We get both of them. Now, it starts off with the male voice, which has always been in bop it, the same voice.
Bop it!
And then I pull it again.
Bop it!
There's the female voice, and I'll pull it again.
Bop it!
And I don't know if you could tell, but that was both of them together. So when I play Vox Pop, you're going to hear both the female voice and the male voice telling me to bop it, twist it, pull it. And this bop it also has a new drum beat to go with it, so that's kind of cool. I wish it was like the Extreme 2, where when it got faster, it would actually change drum patterns. This one, however, does not, but it's still a catchy little beat. So I'm going to open the bop it blast. I'm going to spread the handles out to their widest position, because that's how I like it. Makes it more challenging because you have a further reach to all three of the different things that you can do with a bop it. And I'm going to go ahead and start this, and we'll see how far I get with Vox Bop before I mess up. Here we go. I'm going to bop the bop it to start it. So I didn't get very good with that. I'm going to try that one more time and just see if I can get a little higher. My wedding ring was kind of bothering me on my left hand, so I kind of moved it over a little bit. Let's try it again.
Bop it! Twist it! Pull it! Bop it! Twist it! Bop it!
I would not allow myself to have that low of a score on the demonstration.
Bop it.
It's just pitiful.
Getting
a little bit faster.
Bop it. Twist it. Bop it. Twist it. Bop it. Pull it. Bop it. Bop it. Bop it. Twist it. Twist it. Pull it. Twist it.
And it does get faster. Okay, 33. That's a pretty good score. So we're going to go to
Beat Bop.
And I just press the button, one of those two little buttons on the pull it side. And that is also the side that you replace the batteries in the bop it, which I'll talk about that in just a moment. Let's do Beat Bop, where you'll just hear the sounds for each one of the actions. And I will tell you what they are as we begin here. So let's bop it to start this. There's bop it. There's pull it. There's bop it. There's pull it. Bop it. Bop it. Pull it. Bop it. Bop it. Twist it. I'm just going to continue to play here for a few minutes. A little bit faster now. It does get quite fast. Pop it. Pull it, bop it, pull it, and so on, and so forth. Woo-hoo. I'm in a groove now. Really, a bop it blast. Springs out the kid in me. So it stops and it tells you to bop it to keep going. Now I just might beat my score of, what was it, 111 on this? Let's see if I can beat my high score here. Keep going fast too. Might just be able to see how high this bop it goes. Let's see if I last that long. Bop it. Bop it. Twist it. Bop it. Pull it. Oh.
High score, 126.
Okay, 126. That's my highest score so far on this toy so far. So, very addictive, very fun, and very challenging, too. One thing that makes this device a little challenging, as I said, you can try it with the handles closer together or further away, and believe it or not, that does make it difficult. Now, I was doing it then with the handles as far apart as they will go, and you just pull them in and out. You can hear there's one, there's two, there's three, and there's four. So it's got four different positions in which you can move the handles, which is kind of cool. I've never seen this in a Bop-It toy. Okay, I'm not sure what color the toy is. That's another thing. I'm sure it looks very cool. I know the physical design of it looks really cool. I got it for Christmas from my sister and her boyfriend, and I was like, what is this? I don't even know what this is. And then I accidentally bumped it, and it said,
Bop-It!
So I was like, oh wow, it's a Bop-It, and she's like, yeah, it's a Bop-It Blast, and I was like, no way, a Bop-It Blast, really cool. They know how much I love the original Bop-It, and as far as being comfortable when you use the Bop-It, it is a lot more comfortable than the original, I find. My elbows are closer to my body, it's easy to grip, it has these cool little hand grips on it, which are kind of like lines that are cut into the plastic. They're kind of spiral, kind of. Unlike the Extreme 2, at least as far as I can tell, the Bop-It Blast does not have a volume control nor headphone jack. I don't know why they didn't put one in here. It's not like they didn't have the room or anything. Who knows? Maybe the design didn't allow it, though. Who knows? Back to the battery installment and slash replacement. It does not come with batteries. It does take three AA batteries, as all the rest of the Bop-Its did. And they go into the pull-it side of the unit, if that makes sense, into the handle. There's a screw which you have to actually unscrew using a small screwdriver, and then put in the batteries, and I do not know how long the batteries last. I guess it depends on how much you use it. I've been playing this thing like crazy for like 3-4 days, and I have not, because I got it on Wednesday night. We had our Christmas party over at my grandmother's on Wednesday night, and I got it then. So I've been playing like crazy for 3-4 days, and I really am loving the Bop-It Blast. It really is a Bop-It Blast. And it's fun. The only improvement I would make to the toy is to have different drum patterns as you progress and it gets faster and faster. Just kind of keep some variety in the music as you play. And I was disappointed I didn't get any higher than 126, but oh well, that's pretty good. So that is the Bop-It Blast, and I believe it is made by Hasbro Toys here in the U.S. I think that is who it's made by. So, I hope that is a good review, and I'm going to try to post this tonight before we do the party. So I'm going to get on this real quick because we're leaving at 9:30. I'm not exactly sure what time it is. Let me go over here and check the computer real quick. But that is my review of the Bop-It Blast, and let me check the time here. So I have time to upload this review once I convert it to MP3. 8:45, yeah, I got some. All right, guys. Well, until the next my next podcast here on Blind Cool Tech, I will see you later. You guys have a happy and fun-filled New Year. See you next time.